This is Project Independence and You, and we've been talking with our co-host, David Linden, a Project Independence member.
And a member of the Romeos. Yes,
and a member of the Romeos.
The founder of the Project Independence Romeos.
Speaking of Romeos, we are also speaking to Christina Liu, who is the producer for Project Independence and You. Christine, I think we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the upcoming events.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as you know, February is Black History Month. So there, the town, there's been a bunch of great programmings. And actually, Friday, February 27th at 7 p.m. at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center, there's going to be the town's annual Black History Celebration. And it's going to be a special tribute to Maya Angelou, which should be really nice. So, you know, if you want more information, call 311. It's always nice to get out in the community, and there'll be some light refreshments. So it should definitely be a nice event.
They should call 311 or what, David?
869-6311.
Gotcha. Okay, good. All right, Christina. Sorry to cut you off.
There we go. That's right. No, we like to drill that in.
Okay.
So that's really, you know, as I was saying, there should be a bunch of people are going to be getting awards, and it's just a nice celebration of Black History Month. Okay.
Do you know if people have to call to register, or it's just for information?
I believe you don't have to register.
Okay.
But I would just call and just double check, you know, just to make sure that there's enough room and seating.
Okay.
But on top of that, you know, the Project Independence Weekly always has numerous health educational chats. So, which I thought was interesting, there's actually two stress management chats coming up. I'm not sure if this is a common theme or people are getting stressed with the weather. But on Thursday, February 26th, one of our social workers, Audrey Dinsdale, and Stephanie Moorhan, who's the nurse for the, actually, David's area, the Roslyn-East-Wilson area, they're going to be doing a chat called Stress Management, where you're going to learn about stress, the effects, coping skills, and just how to care for it. And that's going to be at the Roslyn Community Center at 53 Orchard Street in Roslyn Heights. And that's February 26th at 11 o'clock.
So, and that's for just town residents.
Yep, yes, town residents age 16 over. And just call 311 to register, or 869-6311. So I've been to those stress management and it's great because you actually walk out with a bunch of tips that, you know, just are little things that, you know, definitely go a long way.
In this weather, it's
cabin
fever.
Yeah. And that's what, you know, we always say what's wonderful about these chats is that especially in this weather, you don't want to really leave the house. You know, it's freezing. I mean, I know my own self, but, you know, it's important to, you know, if it's not, you know, icy and snowing, obviously, just to get out there and socialize so you don't get into a funk, you know, the winter blues. And
don't stress out about getting there. If it's too cold, stay home, reschedule.
That's right.
But if you can get there safely, please do. It's really well worth it. I know that we get a lot of good
feedback.
Yeah,
and they're wonderful. And actually, there's going to be another stress management the following. So if you're very stressed, you can go back-to-back days, really, is what you can do. On Friday, February 27th, Margaret Mulligan, who's a clinical psychologist for North Shore LIJ, Department of Psychiatry, she'll be doing a presentation on stress management at Clinton G. Martin Park at 1601 Marcus Avenue, and that's in New Hyde Park, on Friday, February 27th at 10:30 a.m. So if you can't make, you know, whatever's in your area, that's what we try to do is, you know, have a chat in all different parts of the town so you're able to, no matter where you live, you know, get the information.
Right.
It's definitely great. And then another chat that we're going to be doing is interesting. We've never actually done one on this topic. It's going to be on Thursday, February 26th, and it's all you need to know about supplemental needs trusts. So when I was looking at this, I wasn't even sure what a supplemental needs trust was. But it's for people who have a chronic or severely disabled beneficiary find out about that, which is, you know, it's great. So it's a woman. Her name is Paige Lechker. She's the assistant clinical professor of law and health, law and policy clinic at Hofstra University. So she's going to be there. There'll be a question and answer period. Also, just finding out what other benefits, like Medicaid, that you can qualify for, you know, in addition to things. And that's going to be at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Public Library. And that's 10 Campbell Street in New Hyde Park.
For the benefit of my wife, who worked 30 years at the Great Neck Library, it's not a public library.
Oh, well, then we'll have to.
It's an association library.
There we go. We'll have to change that. We'll have to notify.
Yeah, no, that's a funny thing.
Yeah.
It's it's supported by taxes, right. And all, but it's it, oh, a bunch of people got together and said, hey, I have some books, you have some books, let's start a library.
There we go. Wow. Well, that's good to know. See, David could do a chat on that on itself. David and Joan.
You know, just to throw a little tidbit out there, talking about starting up a library, David, your wife, has actually been, taken the lead in setting up kind of a little cart at the Westbury Yes We Can Community Center.
Yes.
She's a little library for people to come in, for seniors to come in, and they can actually, what did she say? Loan or take it?
Yeah. So
either take the book, return it, or you can keep it.
Right.
We're getting a lot of books in, and it's wonderful. She comes in a couple times a week and sets up the cart and refreshes it and puts some newer books in and take some stagnate ones away. And
it's just nice. You know, so many people want to know, like, what do I do with, you know, books? Because it's so weird, you know, throwing a book away.
No,
it's just a very weird thing,
a weird feeling to do.
And it's, and listen, it's nice. I personally, I still love a hard copy book. I mean, all the technology, there's nothing like actually just reading
real
live, tangible book.
Yes.
You know?
So one of the things I love about this story, and also you, David, is your dedication and participation to the town's Project Independence. I mean, it's wonderful, and we thank you for it. You and your wife both, who get involved, you get your hands dirty, you get it, you're with the Romeos.
One of our PI ambassadors.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's great, and I know that you've been co-host a lot on the radio show. I'm sure you'll be back.
Yeah, I enjoy it very much.
And, you know, your wife and I talk a lot. I think we've become friends.
Yes.
And she's always looking for some way to help out, and I just think it's wonderful. And we're grateful to you for that.
Thank you.
And it's so nice because, you know, you live in the town. You're these, right. You know, creative, professional people that are willing to give your time for other seniors in the town. So it's great. It's really what we hope for Project Independence, getting the seniors more involved with Project Independence in addition to providing services and programs. And because of you, you know, whenever we have somebody sign up for Project Independence, we always ask them, how do they hear about Project Independence? You know, of course we have things on there like, did you hear it from Newsday or from our website? And they don't. It's from friends. It's their friends. When someone says to a friend who maybe is hesitant to call to ask for help or just minor assistance or even just information, hey, you know what? Project Independence is great. Their premise is aging in place. They want you to stay in your home.
It puts a face to, you know, the actual program and that. It's like a validation. It's not just some town program. You know, like you actually, they're more willing to listen to a friend or a neighbor, I think.
Yeah,
I'm always taught
at any time, do you belong to Project Independence?
No.
Join.
Right.
I just tell them about the taxi. For shopping or for medical appointments. I mean, right there.
Right. Yeah. I mean, David, it's true because the shopping program, there's no charge.
Right.
And it's a taxi. So you just call 311 and in your particular area of the town, 2 days a week, you can take a taxi to a local supermarket and
the center. You know, it's so nice because there's a lot
so
in that
easy.
Center. Yeah,
right. Right. Don't worry about parking, more importantly.
Yeah.
But that's what I just think is, and that's always important, you know, for our we have our advisory members who really do. They advise and they go out in the community and spread the word. And it's an amazing, I think, part of our program. I really do.
We're actually coming up to the last few minutes of the show. Christina, anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah, I know we've been pushing this, you know, every week. We had Charlie Berman, who's the receiver of taxes, actually on our program. And he's been holding these workshops on how to grieve your taxes. And it's really great. I mean, I personally did it also, and we've been learning a lot about it. And just his last one that he'll be doing is Tuesday, February 24th. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Shelter Rock Public Library in Albertson. And it's really great because, you know, I mean, I get tons of mail that telling me, you know, from different companies telling me, oh, to grieve your taxes. And this, you don't have to pay a company to do it. He teaches you how to do it yourself. It's a really quick process, you know, and, you know, you could do it right there. He'll help you do it. And, you know, it's why not try and grieve your taxes?
Definitely. Well, we're getting close to that time. I really want to thank you, David, again, for
My
being
pleasure.
The co-host. It was a pleasure. And Christina, you are a great producer, among other things, and I love working with you. Dan Cox, Director of Broadcasting at WCWP. Janine Solero, thank you. Rebecca Rosenberg, our engineer. Christina Liu, once again. And we can look forward to next week. Next week, we have Sari Fleisch, who will be our co-host. She's an employment specialist. Also, we're going to have Matt Tamaris, who is the Deputy Director of Emergency Management for the town of North Hempstead. If you've missed any of today's show at all, you can hear us replay during the week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. You just go to wcwp.org and click on WCWP Talk. Our shows are also all archived on the Project Independence website, and you can check that at any time. It is we're kind of wrapping it up, so wanted to thank you again for listening and hope you enjoyed our program.